HKX, mobile.
HKX, KI4EJY. How you doing today, Patrick?
Good, how are you?
Now that I'm heading home from work.
Just gotta make my way over to switch vehicles now.
My whole day got flipped around. I was supposed to be doing work outside today, and all that rain pushed it off to next week. So, kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to swap jobs out and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, I'm finished up a little later than what I normally like, but it all worked out.
Sometimes I find it's easier just to, instead of trying to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, then I don't accomplish anything at all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would much prefer a little bit easier day, but like I said, it all ended up working out. So, except for all these crazies flying past me on the highway here, driving like, well, I'll leave it at that.
Main stop, they're going to come out in force because they've been cooped up.
Well, what you been up to lately? Anything exciting?
Just working. That's about it.
Same here. I did finally pull the trigger on getting a metal workshop for the business out back on our property. It's not set up yet. Still working out the final details, but I got a 24x30 metal shop that'll be going up hopefully within the next several months here.
Addition.
Super excited about it. More importantly, my wife is excited that I get some of my stuff out of the house.
She get the house cleaned back up now and take it back.
We're in a little bit smaller home, and it's got an attached garage, but it's really only about big enough for a lawnmower with a little bit of extra room. I mean, the house was built in the 40s, so, you know, it wasn't really designed for a vehicle, so it's pretty small. I think it might be 9 by 12, maybe. So I got that thing crammed packed full of stuff.
HKX, I bet. That's a pretty small garage.
So unfortunately, there's, you know, some of my work projects end up spilling into the house, and yeah, I'm not happy about it either, but, you know, it wasn't a hard decision to make, you know, getting a workshop and wanting one for a while and had plans to probably build one, but, you know, the offer they had going was too good to resist. Now it's hard spending the money, but it'll end up paying for itself.
It won't take it long. Just in the peace in the marriage.
That it's a whole lot cheaper than a divorce.
I might divorce you over it, but it is a whole lot cheaper than dealing with the repercussions of anything like that.
I'm just joking. She wouldn't. But, yeah, it's just happy wife, happy life. So, yeah, we're both excited to finally be getting that. Like I said, hopefully within the next several months, get on the schedule and get that thing built. So I'm just going to have them put it on dirt for right now. I priced a concrete slab to put in there, which is what I really want to do, but that was way out of the budget. You had to pick me up off the floor with smelling salts after they gave me a quote on that. I could not believe it.
But you're more than the building.
It was more than the building, by about $2,000, $3,000 almost.
Talking Tuesday with some guys at lunch, and one of them was having some concrete work done, and he said he was paying $200 a yard for it.
I didn't price out. You know, they didn't give me, like, an exact estimate. And I didn't price out how many yards it was, but it was over 10,000 for a 24 by 30 slab. And yeah, that was just, like I said, that was way over my budget.
I'm with you. Especially as expensive as stuff is right now, it's hard to come up with that kind of money.
Hard enough getting the building, so I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do to finish the floor right now. Tossing around a couple ideas of, you know, possibly just pouring a slab in there on my own later, you know, I can do it on my own time type thing, or possibly building a wood base similar to what you would do on a house, doing something like that, you know, whatever. I'm not quite sure yet, I haven't landed on that, but all stuff that I can easily do after the building's been put down.
That you could also do the patio pavers, that way you could pick them back up when you got ready to do the concrete.
Thought about that. Also looked at a buddy of mine just used, like, horse stall mats, those super heavy-duty thick rubber mats. Priced that out, and that was kind of ridiculously expensive too. It turns out nice, like it's a nice substrate, but yeah, for, you know, I might could do half the barn for now and then do the other half later on. I'm not quite sure yet. Really, the big thing is just going to be moisture. I got to put down a good moisture barrier, whatever I do.
I'm just lay you down some good heavy mill plastic for that, for the time being, and then put gravel in. You can always do it that way, and then when you're ready to pour your concrete, the gravel's already there.
I thought about that, too. But, yeah, whatever I end up putting down, probably going to get some of that heavy mill plastic, like you're talking about, what they, you know, use on their houses for vapor barrier and stuff like that. Throw that down first. So, but yeah, excited about it. And the other thing I've been looking at is, I'm not going to be able to run power out there right now, but looking at possibly doing some solar panels and batteries to run the majority of, you know, what I need off of it. And then I got a generator if I need to run any heavy machinery.
A little along the way. You got to do it all at one time. So, improvise with what you got.
Yep, that's a nice thing. I can kind of do the rest of this on, you know, as the funds are available and I have the time to do it. So, now, I couldn't remember, do you have like a little solar setup that you have on your, for your ham radio stuff?
Not. I, right now, just running my shack off of a battery, and then it's just plugged into a trickle charger. But I do have the stuff there to plug it up, and you put it on solar real quick if I need to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might be thinking of someone else then. I knew you had some sort of battery. That's probably what I was thinking, but I thought I talked to someone else who had an actual solar setup. I'll have to ask around. I was going to pick your brain on what you had and if you liked it and what you liked to probably just doing some solar panels and then one of these, maybe like Anchor or Blue Eddy or EcoFlow, you know, combo battery, inverter, all-in-one kit type things. So, been doing some more research on that.
Right around the first of the year, I did catch one of the Anchor battery systems on sale on Amazon, and I did pick one of those up, and I do use it. It is quite nice.
I I've got the small one. I think it's a 5. I think they call it the 512. It's just a little a smaller one. It's got 2 110 plugs on it, and then it's got 4 USB plugs, and then 1 cigarette outlet.
A little bigger than that. I don't remember the number on it. I'd have to look when I get home, but I can send you the information on it.
A sale on their website right now, and I was looking at one of the bigger power, what they call power stations, and it's several hundred dollars off. It's actually a really good deal, better than you can find it anywhere else. And thought about pulling the trigger on one of those, and I think solar wise you can hook it up, and it'll take up to 1,000 watts of solar power, which is pretty good. Some of them are only, you know, around 800. Some other brands that are the same battery size. So, but I'd be curious what you have. So, if you think about it, shoot me a text of what you got.
Try to remember tonight when I get home, but I'm still gonna be a while.
Yeah, I know you have a long drive back, so. Well, I've destinated here, so I'm going to say 7-3s. It was good to hear from you again, Patrick, and you should give me a call when you get a chance, and I'll catch you down the log.
Well, you let me know when you're ready for a phone call. I got another hour or better before I get home, so KO4HKX.
I'll let you know. KI4EJY, I'll be clear.
KX, hey Mike, I was just thinking about you the other day.
Reason why my ears were burning.
On the radio in a while.
Traveling the last couple of weeks. But finally back.
Have you back. Sorry about that pause there. I'm having to get something to drink right quick.
So how's it going?
Hanging in there. A little wet and soggy today. Got soaked twice and dried back out, but other than that, we're doing good today.
It was wet. Rain gauge had 3 inches in it from last night's storm. I think it got another inch today.
Last night's storm come through the house. My thing was, I don't know how much rain we got, but it was a lot. It backed up the culverts around the house, and they're pretty good size.
We're in a drought. We're not in one anymore. There's a lot of rain. I thought I'd say hi. I'm just about home.
It is. In a while. But good to hear you. I'm glad you had a safe trip and made it back home okay.
Sure did. And he's going out of town the end of next week. We're going to go set up business, going to go see family in South Mississippi. So be traveling. But, still hanging.
Be careful traveling around out there. And like I said, it is good to hear you. So I'll let you eat some supper. I'm sure that's what you're getting ready to go do.
Patrick, you take care.
And take a feel like KO4HKX, W4DJW. Still there, Patrick?
Yes, sir, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Wasn't able to work in the yard all day, so I'm not beat like normal. But I sent you KQ4AKE Wayne's call sign in an APRS message so that you can relay that to the station that you were just talking to that was wondering about solar. He's the one that did the solar report on a Saturday night. I believe it was last Saturday night. Might have been one before that. Anyway, he has some research that he's done that he could send him.
Because I couldn't remember the call sign, so I didn't want to tell him about it because I couldn't remember it.
Well, that's why I sent it to you in the April speaking. And it's trying to get through, but because we're talking, it's on a different – It resends it, I think, once a minute until it'll give up when it can't get through. But if it can get through in the next little bit, you'll have it in your list of APERS messages. His call sign is KQ4AKE, and his name is Wayne, and he's in Simpsonville.
I don't allow you.
All right. Well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to let you know that as soon as we quit talking, it'll probably come through on your APERS messages, and you'll just be able to look it up. You won't have to write it down while you're driving. Anyway, hope you had a good day. I did send you a message earlier today when you went by the house, and it did say that you received it. So if you heard some weird noise coming out of your radio, I think when somebody sends me one, I get this weird noise and I don't know what it means. That actually means somebody sent you a message via APERS. But anyway, you've got one. You got one from me earlier today, and then you'll be getting this one after we quit talking.
I heard something earlier today in the truck, and I wasn't sure what it was. So I'll have to look at it and see. But thanks for that.
All right. Well, I won't keep you. Take care. Have a good rest of the day. And hope you had a good day. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Before you go, let me ask you a quick question.
Okay, I'm still here.
And there is a clicking noise on my radio, and it tends to be the Kenwoods that are doing it. Do you know what it is?
Well, there was a batch of Kenwood radios that had some bad filters in them, and it can be transmit and receive. I've replaced them all of them for Wyatt on his radio and one of my radios. We both bought into the batch that had that issue. And so I had to replace his and mine. And it goes away after you replace the filters. There's six filters. And they don't cost that much. The hard part is you got to go through about three layers to get to it. So you've got to be able to do surface mount and that kind of stuff. And solder suckers and all that stuff. But I was able to fix Wyatt's radio and mine, and they don't do that anymore. If yours gets to a point where it's bad and you want us to do it, then we can look into what I did for his and mine, and we can do the same thing to yours.
Well, Shane was the one telling me, and it's when you don't hear anything in the background. So I don't know if you can hear it now or not, but I'll give you a little bit of dead key so you can tell me if that's what it is.
I can't tell if that's it or if it's just your location or the noise from the truck running. When you get to a point that you're stopped and you're like when you do your change around, you still have connectivity to the repeater when you switch vehicles.
Yeah, I'm looking at the repeater. I'm right at the base of it.
Then we'll do a dead key when you get there after the engine is, your radio still works when the engine's not running, right?
Roger that.
And give me a call if I'm still in here. Maggie's crying at me right now, want me to take her out. But I should be back before you get there. So give me a call and we'll do the dead key test. Or I don't even have to be here. You can do the dead key test just by saying, you know, throw your call sign out there, let hold it for 10 seconds and I can look it up on the recording to see if it's there or not. So if I'm not here, just do a 10-second test. If I'm here, then I'll listen to it when you're doing it. That'll work either way.
KO4HKX.
No problem. W4DJW. Taking Maggie outside.
That okay.
HKX.
Noise is definitely louder than that noise. So maybe when you do the dead key, you can hear it when everything's turned off. But I could not hear it when you just did it a minute ago with the truck noise.
You'd be able to or not. But why he was there, I was
going to
ask.
Good that he knows about that noise and the filters, because I have a radio that's exactly the issue, and it's a great radio. It's a great mobile radio. I'd hate to get rid of it if it's just the filters.
I sure don't want to get rid of this radio, but I've grown to like this one here.
Get to the point where you talk about those filters with Dave or something, maybe keep put me in the loop or something, and I don't know if I want to try to do it. I tried to change a battery on one of those Kenwoods I bought from Dave, and I was able to get it out, but I don't have the right equipment or the surgeon hand to put it back in. I mean, I probably could do it if I worked at it, but I didn't do it right, so I need to get that fixed as well.
Did you like my cookies?
I mean, they gave you that whole plate, or were you just trying to show how many there were?
It's the whole plate, but I did get some of them.
I made the comment about at least it wasn't a picture of you before I saw them, that it was you and the cookies.
The picture for me. I was sitting there while we were talking. I said, we were listening to y'all on his radio, and I said, watch this.
Okay, I'm sure they are delicious.
Base cakes, they are very good.
Yo, I made it about 8 minutes late to work. I called, they were fine with it, but I'm about to pull off here at my exit down here in Fountain Inn.
Careful out there tonight, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning on your way in. So, if not, maybe later tonight. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3, Shane.
Drive home, Patrick. Be safe, and we'll talk to you later. Always enjoy it. And 4 ZSK clear.